In eastern Afghanistan, attacks by al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters against civilian and military targets are on the rise. U.S. and Afghan forces say the attacks are being launched from neighboring Pakistan, where rebels are growing increasingly bold. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Villagers show off a huge piece of jagged shrapnel from a rocket that slammed into the wall of their compound earlier this month. The rocket exploded within a mile of one of the two American military bases here in Khost. Though the only casualty was an injured cow, resident Nikmar John says these rocket attacks have become an almost daily threat for American forces and their Afghan neighbors in this region.
These days there are lots of rockets. I went to the bazaar to buy glass for my broken windows, and I heard that four more rockets had hit another village.
The U.S. military has confirmed an increase in guerrilla attacks over the past month against troops based in Afghan provinces bordering Pakistan. So far, the scores of crude, poorly aimed rockets have failed to wound a single American soldier. But in late November, a U.S. Special Forces trooper driving in convoy to Khost was hit in the leg by a sniper in broad daylight. Last month, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, suggested that the U.S. military had lost momentum in Afghanistan. But during a recent visit to the country, General Tommy Franks, the overall force commander, denied this.
If you take a look at the number of weapons caches and the number of terrorist sympathizers who are turned over to these troopers over here in Afghanistan every day, by the local populations and by school children and so forth, you'd say, well, gosh, we're probably not losing momentum.
On the streets of Khost, the security situation does seem to have improved dramatically over the past 6 months. The daily threat of street battles between rival factions has been reduced since forces loyal to President Hamid Karzai's hand-picked governor succeeded in driving out a renegade warlord named Bacha Khan Zadran. Still, U.S. troops based at this airstrip on the outskirts of the city are in a state of heightened alert. The threat, they say, comes from neighboring Pakistan. A special forces officer here, who asked not to be named or to have his voice recorded, says al-Qaeda and Taliban members have taken shelter just across the border. He says the situation is frustrating and compares it to having his hands tied, since he is prevented from crossing into Pakistan to attack an enemy that regularly infiltrates Afghanistan to launch guerrilla attacks. It's a fear echoed by the local Afghan authorities. General Mohammad Nawab is deputy commander of the Afghan army forces in Khost province.
The al-Qaeda or the Taliban.
Many al-Qaeda and Taliban members now live in Pakistan's border area. They're the ones bringing the rockets across our border. If Pakistan doesn't disarm them, the rocket attacks will continue for a long time because they're very easy to do.
The village of Ghulam Khan is one of several official transit points between Khost province and Pakistan. Haji Badar Khan, a local Afghan tribal chief here, gives visitors a tour of the rugged hills that make up this frontier. His men work with American support and equipment to help patrol the border.
It can take only 45 minutes for the enemy to hike through these mountains and avoid our checkpoints. We're trying to keep the Taliban and al-Qaeda out of our country, but Pakistanis have been helping them. And now that the mullahs are in power there, the threat will become bigger.
Badr Khan is referring to last October's elections in Pakistan, when a coalition of Islamist hardliners captured the leadership of the two provinces bordering Afghanistan. The movement was elected on a campaign pledge to rid the region of the U.S. military. Some members have even expressed their support for the Taliban and al-Qaeda, and the provincial governments have since instituted Taliban-like policies, such as banning gambling and public music. The American Special Forces soldier in Khost says he's preparing for an upsurge in attacks before the winter snows set in. And he says his greatest fear is that the day the U.S. troops leave this region, his enemies will pour across the border back into Afghanistan. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Khost, Afghanistan.